Whoa, this house is huge! I wonder how Richard turned his life around.
Welcome to Secrets for an Awesome Life, a podcast for tweens and teens. You ever notice someone living a pretty awesome life and wonder, man, do they know secrets that I don't? Yes, yes they do. This podcast is about those secrets. I'm your host, Joey Massio, a former middle school teacher and certified life coach who helps teens build self-confidence, manage unpleasant emotions, develop social skills, and achieve their goals, or what I call becoming the hero of their own story. Hey, everybody. Today's episode is from this week's lesson in my Sidekick to Hero program. All month long, we are focusing on positivity gold. We'll be covering topics such as creating the life you want through positivity, thinking of others as you would want them to think of you, and vice versa. When and where is there value in negativity? And does being positive all the time make me weak? If you are a teen who finds themselves thinking negatively quite a bit and you want to stop, then this is the month for you to join Sidekick to Hero. And if you're listening to this podcast episode after March and you're thinking, oh man, I missed it, don't worry. Replays from all past months are always available to watch and earn points and coins from in the app. And guys, we have such a fun time in Sidekick to Hero. Teens are making their lives better. We also just had an avatar shop design contest where teens submitted artwork to be turned into swag for the avatars in the avatar shop. And then all the teens voted on the ones that they wanted. And the ones who won are going to get their design submitted in the shop and named after them forevermore. If you've been thinking about trying out Sidekick to Hero, then now is the time to do it. Go to sidekicktohero.com to start a free 2-week trial today. And now episode 148, Transforming Negativity into Positivity. Richard, man, thanks so much for inviting me over to your mansion. It's amazing.
Thank you, Jake. It was my pleasure to be your host.
I gotta ask you something. Last we talked all those years ago, you were barely scraping by. Now you have all this? How did you do it?
Do you really want to know my secret?
Yes, please.
I learned the art of alchemy.
Alchemy? What's that?
It's the chemistry of transforming something normal, even worthless, into something of value.
Oh, I want to learn how to do that. Teach me.
It can't be taught in an afternoon. It takes time to master.
Come on, please.
All right, my friend, all right. Let's take something ordinary.
Like this pen. Turn this pen into gold.
Something like your height.
My height? No, I don't want to be turned into gold. I'm shorter than most people anyway, so it wouldn't be much gold.
So you view your height as something that makes you worth less than other people?
Well, yeah, everybody does. Statistics even show that short people aren't as successful as tall people.
Let's go with that then. It's more advanced to work with something so negative, but we'll see what we can do.
What are you doing? Why are you waving your arms around like that?
Huzzah!
Whoa! Oh, I suddenly think that my height can't stop me from achieving big things.
Ah, there you have it.
Oh, I feel motivated to go take some massive action in my life. That's so cool.
There is nothing cooler.
My pen didn't turn into gold, though. That would have been cooler, having a gold pen.
Please leave.
Alchemy, it's a real thing that people in the past used to try to do, right? Sorcerers and whatnot, taking regular base metals and turning it into gold, right?
And I figured March is the month of leprechauns, rainbows, and most excitingly, pots of gold.
And we all wish we could find pots of gold in our lives, right? In fact, I think sometimes we look at other people's lives and think that they're just blessed with a metaphorical pot of gold, like height or something like that. And everything just always works out for them. They have the looks or skills, friends, whatever. And then we look at our life and we think, man, if only I had a metaphorical pot of gold like that, if I could just stumble on something that would be of value, things would go so much better for me. But alas, no such luck has befallen me. Well, I got good news for you. Pots of gold aren't found, they are created. To quote Thomas Jefferson, I'm a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the more of it I seem to have. And I totally agree with old TJ. Working hard is the key to success. But it's hard to work hard if you're always being so negative. Positivity leads to attitude and action. And attitude and action create the pots of gold in our lives. These pots of gold aren't just sitting at the end of some mystical rainbow waiting to be stumbled upon by some lucky traveler. Golden lives are created through positivity. And the secret for an awesome life in this episode is that any negative thought can be transformed into a positive thought if you know how to do it. And I'm going to teach you how to do it with something that I'm calling the positivity ladder of alchemy. And it's based on some of the teachings from the Abraham Hicks model of kind of thinking and improving your life. So the positivity ladder of alchemy looks like this. You got to visualize with me here because this is an audio medium here, so we don't have the visual in front of us. But picture a ladder where the bottom step is labeled very specific negative. Okay, so it's a thought that is very, very specific about you, your height, for example, and it's negative. Okay, the next step up is just specific negative, and then the next step up is general negative, and then the fourth step up is very general negative. So we'll stop here for a second. So picture it like an upside down triangle. So very specific at the bottom, but every time you climb a rung on this ladder, the thought is going to get more general and more general. And I'll show you how to do this in just a second until you get to the middle of the ladder, right? Step number five is neutral. It's a thought that is just neutral. It's just a statement of the facts. That's the middle there. It's neither good nor bad. Then once you're in the middle of the ladder, now you can kind of make that changeover from negative thoughts to positive ones. And the next step after neutral is very general but positive thinking. And then the next step above that is general positive thinking. Then the next step is specific positive. And the final step at the very top of the ladder is very specific positive thinking. So essentially, it's like two triangles on top of each other. The one on the bottom is upside down. Right? So the point is on the floor and it goes up. And then in the middle where the triangles meet, that's neutral thinking. And then the triangle on top goes back to a point at the very top. And this is a ladder that we want to climb step by step. Because when we are at or near the bottom of the ladder, we are being very negative with very specific thoughts about ourselves or other people. And that leads us to unpleasant feelings, which leads us to undesirable actions, which is no good. And when we're at the bottom of the ladder, it's actually hard to make big movements upwards. Many people try to get us to jump 3, 4, or even 6 levels up, but it doesn't work, right? Like your parent might come up to your mom, no, honey, don't think that. Think this instead. And they'll offer you something that's totally positive, but your brain will reject it because it's not ready to jump up 4 or 5 rungs of the ladder. Sometimes we even try to make ourselves do this and it doesn't work. To change negativity into positivity, we need to do it one step at a time. For example, if I'm in negativity because of my weight, maybe I'm at the bottom of the ladder thinking, my crush will never ask me to the dance because I'm 30 pounds overweight. That is very specific, it's very personal, and it's very negative. So I'm going to upgrade my thinking just by one step and think something a little less specific. It's still going to be negative, but it's just a little less specific. Maybe something like, well, I'm never going to get asked out because I'm fat. Now, that's a negative thought. And of course, people are like, well, why would you ever want to think that? Well, right now you're thinking something even more specific and just as negative. So let's just let our brain move just a little bit and get some wiggle room. So think that new thought and sit with it for a while. Your brain's probably like, yeah, okay, sure, great. You know, that's just the same as the one below it, but okay. You know, and maybe even sit with that for, I don't know, a couple hours, couple days, until it takes the place of the new thought below it. And don't let your thought be more specific than that. Then when you're ready, move up to another level, just one rung up, and think of something that is still negative, but kind of general. Something like, well, no one will ever want to date me because I'm fatter than most people. And spend time sitting there in that more general thought. And slowly move up the positive ladder of alchemy, taking time to believe each new thought more than the previous one until you reach the top. Because at the top, that's where the gold lives. The rest of this ladder might look something like this. Our last thought one was, no one will want to date me because I'm fatter than most people. And then the last negative thought up in the bottom half of the ladder is very general negative, might be, well, overweight people rarely get asked out. Right? So it's very general, still kind of negative, but just very general. From there, we can make the step to go into a neutral statement. Like, I weigh X amount of pounds, however many pounds that is. I weigh 130, 150, 200 pounds, whatever. It's neutral. It's just a statement of facts. From there, we can now move up into a very general thought that's positive, and our brain will be more ready to believe this. A thought like, larger people get asked out all the time. And because it's very general, our brain is going to let us have it. Usually our brain will just go, yeah, you know, yep, I get it. Larger people, they get asked out all the time. Once you believe that, spend some time believing that, and then move up to the next rung, which is general and positive. There are people who will like me exactly as I am. I can believe that. There are people in the world, I don't know who they are, it's very general people, right, who will like me exactly as I am. Yep, I'm sure I can believe that. And maybe now at this point, you're starting to get slightly more hopeful because you've taken that time to move up the ladder. Then you can move up to specific positive. I am a fun, smart, outgoing person and will find someone who will like me for me one day. All right? It's more specific. It's about you and some of your other talents and abilities or positive attributes. And you're like, you know what? One day, yeah, I want to find somebody. And then maybe from there, and even using that momentum, you can then move up to that top rung, very specific, positive. Oh, I can totally get a date to the dance next week. 100%. And that's going to change your attitude and the actions you take. And you're going to be more positive. You're going to be more outgoing. You're going to actually look for situations to create opportunities to either ask someone out or get asked or however that would work for you. This is the positivity ladder of alchemy. And it works. I use it with my coaching clients all the time. When they're really bogged down by thinking that, oh man, you know, I'm so tired or I've stayed up so late and I'm never going to be able to finish my work my English assignment, which is just so horrible, and I hate Mrs. So-and-so for assigning it, and they're really into specific negative, I'll slowly start taking them out of that and go, well, first, like, you've done this before, right? Like, you've been tired and miserable with other past teachers and other past assignments, right? And they're like, oh yeah, no, I totally have. Yep. It's kind of school in general kind of is a slog, right? And then as I start loosening up their brain's hold on the specifics, we can switch into, hey, you know, you've done great work before when you've been tired on assignments that you don't like, right? And eventually I can get them up to, you know what, I can totally crush this English assignment. Like, because that's just kind of who I am. And it's very, very helpful to go slowly through that. If you find your brain rejecting a positive thought that your mom or dad or a friend is offering you, put that at the top of the ladder, put where you are at the bottom of the ladder, and then actually write out, you know, all the steps in between. It's, for me, it's kind of like a fun puzzle. What would be the steps that I can believe going all the way up? When you take time to transform your negativity into positivity, you will create the attitude necessary to take the action required to get the results that you want. That's how you create the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I'm looking for teens who are different from everyone else, ones who want to separate themselves from the crowd of teens currently numbing their brains with YouTube and their hearts with negativity about the world they live in. I'm looking for teens who want to be the leaders of the new wave of youth who are striving to be positive thinkers, go-getters, powerful examples, and emotionally strong. If that's what you want, then I want you inside Kick to Hero. It's my gamified mindset training program where I teach teens how to think, feel, and act differently than the rest of the world is thinking, feeling, and acting, so you can stop getting the subpar results that the rest of the world is getting. It's time for teens to transform themselves into the everyday heroes our world so desperately needs. Start a 2-week free trial today at sidekicktohero.com.